Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Kenley Jackson from the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and I have Graham Sharp from Steep Canyon Rangers going to be blessing us with their musical stylings this coming Thursday. Thank you both for coming on air with me this morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, to start with, Graham, thanks for coming on air, and thanks for making the very long trip you'll be making from all the way from North Carolina up here to Alaska in just very shortly. You'll be coming up, I believe, tomorrow. You'll be making the grand trip?
Yeah, so let's see. I leave home at 6:30 tomorrow morning, and we'll get to Sitka, I think, about midnight tomorrow night, so... Yeah, we'll get to see all the nation's airports between now and then.
Oh, it'll be a truly grand tour of our lovely land.
So, can't wait to be there.
Yeah, and we're definitely a little warmer than North Carolina at this point, so at least we can tempt you with that, and we've got some pretty good scenery on top of it. So you tell us a little bit about the Steep Canyon Rangers for those who might not be familiar with your music. From the ads that they've heard playing here on Raven Radio, they know that you are a bluegrass band. Can you give us a little more intro? Who are you guys? What kind of musical instruments are we having on stage?
Yeah, so, you know, we're a fairly typical bluegrass setup, with one exception, but, you know, it's a guitar, it's a mandolin, it's a fiddle, it's a banjo, it's a upright bass. And then we have a drummer who plays drums, and he plays dobro, and he plays guitar, and he plays some banjo. So, you know, we started as a pretty traditional bluegrass band here in North Carolina, really focused on getting into the real nitty-gritty world of, like, traditional bluegrass festivals in North Carolina. And we did that, you know, and we worked our way up to, like, started the band in college. So we were, like, just college buddies who were just trying to learn how to play together, right, and having fun. Mm-hmm. And but by 2006, we were the International Bluegrass Music Association's Emerging Act of the Year. So, like, that was, you know, very proud of that. And then by 2011, we were the International Bluegrass Music Association's Entertainer of the Year. But around then we sort of started sort of branching out a little bit more from traditional bluegrass. Mm-hmm. We still managed to win a Grammy in the bluegrass category in 2013, but we've sort of moved out of that category a little bit. So the show kind of oscillates between real bluegrassy stuff, and then more like, I guess what you would call Americana. So, okay. You know, we have two main songwriters in the band, myself and then our guitar player. So it's almost all original material. We do a handful of covers in the show, but we really strive to, you know, make our material our own. So that's a big part of what we do. You know, the shows are generally up tempo. You know, the albums sort of run the gamut, but we keep the shows pretty much an up tempo fun affair for everybody involved. And yeah, it's you know, we haven't played a show since early December, so we're ready to go.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, great. So you have all these notes that are just trapped in your fingers, needing to escape. We're happy we can oblige you for that.
We'll play them all. We'll play them all in Sitka.
Excellent. So this is just one stop on a little duo trip you have. You're going to make this long trip across the country. Definitely worth your while. You'll be spending time in Sitka and then heading up to Anchorage, which you've played there before.
That's right. Yeah, we played in Anchorage, I think twice now at least. You know, we have been playing with Steve Martin, the comedian, the actor, for about since like 2009, 2010, mm-hmm. something like that. So I feel like we came through there with him once. And then we've definitely been up there just as the band, you know, just as the Rangers, once or twice as well to Anchorage.
Excellent. And when you're coming on stage on Thursday night here in Sitka, is there any particular song that, I don't know, really gets you going, that you always have a fun time either playing or you're always excited to, like, have the audience here of like, oh man, they don't even know what's coming, kind of feeling.
I don't know. I mean, the one that strikes me that we often do, like, toward the top of the set is just one that's a really simple song that I wrote. It's called Sweet Spot, but it's just like being in the right place and whatever, appreciating where you are. And everybody sings a verse, everybody in the band sings a verse on it. So it's a nice way to just sort of introduce everything to the show, kind of nice and easy. So that always feels like kind of a good settling in point. So I imagine we'll play that while we're there. But I don't know. We just recorded about half of a new album in
Oh, awesome.
December, early in December. So I'm really excited to start playing some of the really new stuff. We won't subject people to like all the songs that are brand new, but we might play one or two.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. So folks will have be able to hear things that they've heard from you before, some familiar tracks, but we get to feel special and maybe hear some things that other folks haven't heard before.
I
We
think
get
so. Yeah.
to hear unique and
First time on
special.
stage in Sitka, right? That'd be pretty
Yeah.
cool.
Ooh,
Yeah.
that's pretty special. That's pretty cool for us to have that little no big deal, but we heard it first. We like to feel special in those little ways. That's always a good thing to have. Well, awesome. And it's how fun is it to have that where, as you may or may not have heard from talking with folks at Fine Arts Camp, Sitka is a pretty fun place of it's a great mix of during the summer, people are, I guess throughout the year, get these really rugged outdoorsy folks going out fishing for a living, taking people outside, exploring the natural world. And on the flip side, they are avid theater goers, or their community theater, or their watercolor artists, or their musicians themselves. It's a great juxtaposition of things. It's so exciting to, on these darker months when we're kind of trapped inside and maybe can't always do all of the aspects of our personality that we want to have these new sources of inspiration come in. It's definitely exciting for us to have these new things to share with each other and with the community come in. It's very exciting to have. And you'll have a little bit of time in Sitka, beyond just coming into play.
We'll have a little time to hopefully get out and maybe hike around or do something like that. And we're also going to go spend some time, I think, at the local school
Oh, excellent.
there and work with like a program. I think there's a program of like mostly violin players, fiddlers, violin players, and we're going to go play some tunes and work with them a little bit in the school. So that's really cool. We actually do that. Have done that a lot in the past as a band through an organization called Candaid, which is sort of associated with a local brewery here in Asheville, Oscar Blues. And so we get to go to schools a lot. And so, really looking forward to that opportunity in Sitka as well. And hopefully getting on top of a mountain or something like that.
We've got a couple of those. I think we can probably get that arranged for you. Definitely. I'm sure there's a plenty of folks who would love to help that dream come true, since you're bringing in all of your great music and sharing your talents with us. I think we can exchange that favor for you. Well, Kenley, I'm going to pass it over to you for some of the nitty-gritty details of this. Concert is coming up this Thursday, January 16th. It's at the Performing Arts Center. When should people be showing up?
Yeah, doors open at 6:30 on Thursday. The show starts at 7. So tickets are available now, fineartscamp.org, and I recommend getting your seat reserved. We'll also have tickets at the door, of course. And yeah, and like Graham said, they're going to be playing for some second graders at Kate Gushaheen on Thursday. And also we're hoping some of the Tlingit violinists from Blatchley are going to come over to have some fiddle music. So yeah, that's the plan on Thursday. And then they've got Friday to hang out. So maybe you'll see him on a mountain somewhere.
Excellent. Well, great. Kenley Jackson from the Fine Arts Camp and Graham Sharp from Steep Canyon Rangers. Thank you both for joining me this morning. Graham, we're looking forward to hearing you on stage on Thursday night with the rest of your gang. Thanks both for joining me this morning.
Yeah, appreciate y'all. See you in a couple days.
Sounds
Thanks for
good.
having us.
Safe travels. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.